Hey guys, happy Tuesday. So this is a really, really beautiful day here where I am, and I hope you guys are loving it as well, and I hope you're waking up to Tuesday a little bit better than how you were on Monday.
Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends and up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
I know Mondays are just the worst in the mornings. Well, it is for me at least. But I wanted to pop in right before the episode because I want to talk to you guys about something. This is actually a huge step, and it's kind of scary for me. I'm not going to lie, as an entrepreneur, because it's my first time doing it, you know. That's really the gist of it. But I wanted to say that Skincare Anarchy is really turning a page, figuratively and actually very literally. We are finally getting to a point where I always envisioned us to be, and in the sense of starting a project that I always dreamt about, because I felt that there was nothing like it out there. So I can't tell you much more right now, but I just wanted to pop in and say that I would love for, if anyone's listening and you guys know anyone who is in the world of, you know, venture capital or funding, or, you know, just the process of raising funds for a small brand, I would love to interview them, not only for my own education, but for a lot of you. You know, recently a lot of entrepreneurs that happen to be our listeners have reached out to me, and they've either, you know, expressed that they're going to be launching a brand new line, or they're going to be doing something in the near future, and they've just asked for some advice. And I mean, of course, I tell them everything that we learn here on the podcast. We are very blessed to have some of the most intelligent minds in not only the beauty industry and the, you know, wellness industries, but I think in just business, you know, and business innovation. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. But my point is, if you guys know anybody that you really want to see on the podcast, someone you want to learn from, maybe someone you saw on LinkedIn, you know, who knows? We see them everywhere, right? Please reach out. My email is ekta@skincareanarchypodcast.com. Now, my first name, I know the T and the K are easy to mix up, but my first name is spelled E-K-T-A. @skincareanarchypodcast.com. Shoot me an email, let me know what you guys think, and stay tuned for this episode. It is pretty awesome, because Cora's is one of the best lines in the world. All right, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, and I will be back in about a day or two. All right, see you then.
I am so excited about today's guest. I'm a huge fan of this brand. I have been for a while now. Even on my Dermal Unity account, I was always, you know, just eyeing the brand, waiting for the new launches, and just, you know, all of my friends are huge fans too. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the co-founder of Cora's Skincare, Lena Cora's. Welcome to the show, Lena. I'm so thrilled and honored that you're here.
Hi, Ekta. Thank you so much. I'm also honored. I love Skincare Anarchy, and I love what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. I'm truly, truly a fan of Cora's. I feel like you guys have been so cutting edge and innovative with the work that the brand is doing. You know, I remember, like I said, when I was an influencer and I looked at the products, I was like, this is exactly what I used to think of when I think of like the microbiome or like probiotic beauty, or just, you know what I mean? Doing it like in this way, rather than all the fluff that we see. So I wanted to learn everything from it, about it from you. But first, can you tell us, Lena, your journey and what led to the creation of Cora's?
Yes, of course. Well, the brand started 26 years ago. I just hardly can believe this myself, to be honest. And it started from my husband, George Cora's, and myself. He's a pharmacist, I'm a chemical engineer. And we started from our original Cora's pharmacy, apothecary, back in Greece, in Athens, which is the oldest herbal homeopathic pharmacy of Greece. So our journey started by producing herbal remedies, really. And this is how we developed this amazing knowledge, but also respect for the power of natural ingredients. Because before we ever did any beauty product, any of the products you already know, we were doing more than 3,000 herbal remedies. So we know those ingredients inside out. I can easily tell you how each ingredient works, you know, when you take it orally as a remedy, and how it works on your skin. And sometimes those two actions are very, very different. So we started in a little pharmacy there, and that was it really became pretty fast a very cult meeting point in Athens for everybody that was looking for natural solutions. And people were coming to find us, not only from, you know, the neighborhood or from the city, but all over Greece, even from other countries, because we had an amazing expertise developing, you know, all things natural in the pharmacy. Oils, tinctures, herbal teas, ointments, anything you can imagine, we were doing it. So yeah. Out of the demand of the consume of our consumers, because many, you know, are coming to homeopathy or any type of alternative medicine with skin problems. Because when you have a skin condition, it kind of follows its own circle, its own journey, and it's not so easy to get rid of it. So being, you know, desperate to find a solution, they also tried, you know, everything. So we had a lot of people that ended up saying, guys, you know, I find my remedies with you. You do everything for me. Why can I also not get my skincare? And that's how it started, out of the demand of those, you know, loyal customers of our pharmacy, to develop also the skincare products, following, you know, this, you know, the same ingredients, the same principles and all of that.
Yeah, but no, you know, it's funny, Lena, because it shows in the brand. I remember when I first started using Cora's, it was, you know, it was just going to Sephora and asking for recommendations, right? We all do that. And I remember the person who pointed me to the right direction. And they were like, you know, you really want to check this brand out. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I fell in love. And I remember when this whole, you know, conversation about the microbiome and, like, you know, making sure we're using skincare products that are good for the skin flora and all this came up. My first go-to brand in my head was Cora's, because you guys have this built into your DNA of this, like, idea of, you know, good skin health overall. And I feel like the products, when I first tried them, were like the first ones that were not stripping my skin. They were not, you know what I mean, like making it too dry or making it just reactive. And so I want to talk to you about how you craft your products. Like, what are some of the, like, the steps that you take when, you know, you're thinking about a new launch or something that your consumers really want? What are some of the steps that you've taken in the past when creating some of your bestsellers?
Well, I'm grateful to that person in Sephora that pointed you to our brand.
Me too, trust me.
So, yes. So I think I would start by saying that, you know, we feel very responsible for our products and product development, and we do everything in-house, which is, like, very different than, you know, what happens with most beauty brands right now. And it's easy to, like, you know, find a formula from, you know, a third party manufacturer, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, you know, you may find amazing things, but for us, with our pharmacy experience and our ingredient experience and our scientific background, it was very, very important that we do the product development and the formulation in-house. So we have the scientific team, we have the research and development scientists, we have the regulatory people. So we have all those scientists working together to create product. And this is my team. So I'm very proud, really, to talk about our innovation process and our innovation team. And we go to the extent of even developing our own ingredients, working with our communities, our farmers, organic farming, cultivating ingredients, to, you know, extracting those ingredients in-house to make sure we get a really precious extract, we're not killing the actives, etc. And the most important, we formulate in-house and we produce in-house. So I think this is where I would start. With the microbiome, I want to focus there because, as I believe, I mean, you all, you know, much better than me, I really feel from the beauty world that this is one of the biggest scientific platforms and innovations that we have ever heard in the last 20 years. It's yes. huge. And there is so yeah. much more to come on microbiome. So when we started developing our larger skincare yogurt range, for me, it was imperative to take the microbiome science into account. And I have been in many conferences, you know, we try to get, you know, state-of-the-art knowledge and understanding of what's happening. So I can really confidently tell you that the active ingredients and the final formula in all of our yogurt products, they do rebalance the microbiome. And I know that not only because, you know, we have used the certain actives, but also because we developed the clinical protocol to test the final product. So creating a product for us, that's how it goes. I mean, you start from a need, you start from the science that exists out there, you can evaluate, you can estimate those things, you can make the right choices of active ingredients, and in general, whatever you want to use to build your formula, you formulate in-house, so you make sure, you know, you pick all the right stuff, but at the end of the day, the individual ingredients in the formula do not matter as much as the final composition. It is the final composition that you need to test and prove it delivers what it's supposed to deliver. Because if you don't do that, there is no way of knowing, to be honest. You can estimate, but you don't know for a fact. So that's our process when we develop a new product. And the microbiome, the Greek yogurt line, is one of, it's one of my favorite lines for sure, because it starts from this very unique ingredient. But it delivers, as a formula, it delivers the results that I think are unparalleled for like sensitive skin, for, you know, any kind of skin condition like redness, itchiness, reactive skin, even more, you know, medical terms that we're not allowed to use. But you can see an amazing relief of symptoms and an amazing sense of comfort when you use those products.
No, absolutely. And I, you know, Lena, I will actually, I'm so excited that you brought up this line because, you know, I am obviously, you know, I'm Indian, right? So my parents always, in our culture as well, yogurt is like, you know, homemade yogurt is a big thing in our food. And growing up, you know, I knew that when it comes to things like, you know, balancing your gut health or balancing, you know, when it comes to bacteria and just what we have to understand that they're living organisms, right? So like a lot of brands, they take this approach where they're like, well, strip everything and then put everything back on. But I feel like where Kora's to me stands out is that it's the only brand I've ever used where when it comes to the microbiome, you guys are approaching it with this idea that, well, we know that we have to give the bacteria something useful. You know, that you're not taking away from them. You're just helping them to actually make the right things. Because one thing I think a lot of consumers don't understand when it comes to the microbiome is that it's what the bacteria on your skin surface are making, the byproducts, those can be either good or bad. And so when they're imbalanced and they're bad, that's what causes skin sensitivities, right? So if you keep, if you give it the good stuff, right? If you give it the yogurt, you give it the yogurt-based things, those are active cultures that you're able to like, you're able to feed your skin with what it needs, and the microflora on your skin will have the right stuff to make the right stuff, you know? So that's an aspect I think, I feel like Kora's was doing this from the beginning and you guys weren't just, you know, you just weren't like screaming it from the rooftops kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, and you're so right, and honestly gets so specific. At least, you know, for me it's fascinating, because when you talk about skincare, like everything we put on our skin, every handshake we do, like the air that is around us, like the air conditioning in our office, all of these disturb our microbiome. So if you think about it, it gets really scary. But then it gets also very specific, because if you look at, you know, the footprint of healthy microbiome, skin microbiome, and disturbed, there are clear differences. So what we were able to identify is that there are 11 bacteria strains, specifically 11 bacteria strains, that are out of balance when our skin microbiome is disturbed. So what you have to prove, you know, at the end of the day, is that you can rebalance those specific 11 strains. So yes, it starts chaotic and everything around us, you know, is a disturbing factor, but it can get, you know, really simple and specific, and you can work around it to really help the skin rebalance, and then miracles happen. For me, like the big step one to healthy skin, to glowing skin, to the best skin for many years is a healthy microbiome. So all of that, you know, is so much worth. Like, you need a product like that in your routine, whatever your routine is.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I think that, you know, and especially like I've been so excited because I have always admired and loved Greek culture. I've always loved Mediterranean culture, and I mainly because, you know, I think that the way I grew up and the way that, you know, like Indian cultures, it really is very similar. You know, there's a lot of things that overlap. And so I always admired Greek culture for, like, you know, just the use of like things that are around you, right? Like just the things that are tried and true. So I want you to tell us about, you know, how you felt when you were creating the brand and tying in the Greek aspect into, you know, and bringing it to the United States and having everyone kind of experience a piece of Greece through Chorus.
Of course, yes. And I love Indian culture. We have a lot in common, you're right. And I think we understand each other instinctively. There is some, you know, common way things from our childhood or, I don't know, habits or like, in our way of thinking. However, for me, Greece, I mean, okay, it's a breathtaking, beautiful place. And, you know, we're so happy to just be there. Although I'm in New York right now, which I also love. However, it's also a paradise of biodiversity, and that I cannot stress enough how important this is. What do I mean by that? Like, you know, in every place in the world, there are endemic species. Endemic means unique. They only grow in that place. And those unique species are the treasure, you know, of the place. And sometimes they are, you know, real survivors. Like they have been there for many, many years, and they have a reason to grow in that place. Something in that place is ideal for them. So to give, you know, a perspective with numbers, I'm just going, you know, back to Europe. All our big countries there, like Germany is a big country, they have 12 endemic plants. Then UK, because it's an island, they have more biodiversity, they have 20 endemic plants. In Greece, the island of Crete alone has 500 endemic plants. And our country has more than 1,600 endemic plants. So you can understand by the numbers, when I say it is a treasure of biodiversity, and some of those ingredients are the most powerful ingredients on the planet because they have been there before the Ice Age. They have been there literally for millions of years. And for us, it has been, you know, a dream and a mission from the beginning. I want to bring the Greek culture to the US and to the world, of course, but I want also to bring those treasure ingredients because they're good for us. They're amazing. They're super powerful. They have those, you know, amazing molecules that made themselves survive for centuries. So we can use those active molecules to really activate, you know, good biological paths in our skin. So that is, you know, another dimension of coming from Greece and, you know, being able to bring those amazing ingredients to the world. One funny trivia is that for us, because primary research and, you know, the research about natural ingredients is in our DNA, we have been able to discover and to register in the World INCI directory, the WINCI, that's the World Directory of ingredients, of cosmetic ingredients. So we have introduced 8 ingredients. They have our name and nobody knew about them before. We discovered them, we studied them, we put them there, we use them in our products. We have the opportunity to make them accessible, you know, to thousands of consumers so they can benefit from them. So that is, you know, the deeper dimension of the Greekness for our brand.
I love, oh my gosh, that's amazing, Lena. Yes,
it is amazing.
That's phenomenal. I mean, I have such an appreciation for that because people don't understand that, you know, especially when it comes to like things that are dated back, like you said, you know, just millions and millions of years, right? I mean, we have so much on this planet that we still have not discovered. We still don't know the purpose. And I am a strong believer in the idea that, you know, what is in nature is what we should use to mimic our scientific innovations. You know what I mean? And if we can learn from it, the more we can learn from nature, the more we will understand not only the human body, but the more we will understand how to make our technologies. And so I am a huge admirer of the fact that you've done this and you've gone out of your way and really put this on the map. That's huge. Because for people like me, I'm the nerd that's going to find those cool ingredients. And I'm going to be like, you know what, let me take this to a lab and let me play with it. You know, so that's really cool stuff.
It's great to take a product from a nerdy people that, you know, will put all the crazy passion into that. You know?
Yeah, no, I feel like that is the heart of innovation. And I kid you not, you know, I I think the other brand that I spoke to that was, Dr. Giannis is also they're Greek. And when I was speaking to him from 101 Skin, we were also discussing that just Greece has this amazing history. And I feel like just the geography, like you said, is something that we have to really appreciate, and we have to appreciate like how much biodiversity there is in that region. So I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad that we're seeing that applied. I think the hardest part of science is application, right? And I think, especially in our industry now, like how people are coming out with a new brand every day, everyone's got this idea, but it's like, no, we have to take what's already known or is there, and we have to learn how to apply it better. So I want your, input on, when you've seen people like kind of come back to you, because I know a lot of our course consumers are very good. We're true to the brand, like if we keep coming back, we keep buying it again. So what are some of the stories you've heard about, people's skin health conditions or their improvements, anything you can share with us?
Yes, well, oh my God, they're endless. But okay, I want to start because you mentioned Sephora, and we have a long-standing relation with Sephora. There was this buyer for many years. She was the buyer for our brand, and I totally love her. And I gave her our Black Pine products for the first time. And Black Pine, by the way, is one of those ingredients that we discovered. Black Pine has thrived in the Mediterranean region for more than 3.5 million years. This is like literally one of the first species that inhabited the planet. And it's still, thriving and getting stronger and stronger. So we discovered this ingredient, we studied it, it took years, and finally we developed our Black Pine range. And I had lab samples, and I sent it to our buyer for her to try before, we get in a meeting and we discuss about the product. And a month later, she writes back to me and she tells me, "Listen, I have run out of those products, and everybody thinks I am sick or I'm not sleeping well. Like they see a difference in my skin, like it was so improved. And then, I didn't have enough, but the improvement was so dramatic that people ask me, if I'm not sleeping well or something like that, and I need more of them immediately." So I was, the happiest person stocking her up with more lab samples until we were able to launch with them. That's one of my favorite stories there. And for me, literally, we launched 2012. I don't think there has been one day in my life since 2012 that I have not used our Black Pine serum. I am fanatic about it. I know it delivers every day, and I know I'll hugely miss if I don't use it. So those Black Pine for me is the proof where it's a natural product, like more than 95% natural, and it delivers unparalleled results, because this myth of naturals being less effective is so wrong. I cannot stress how wrong it is. Like you were saying earlier, many medicine are just mimicking natural ingredients. So that's one of my stories. Yogurt and microbiome is definitely another one. Yogurt and microbiome, I've heard people tell me their rosacea is like really diminishing. Their breakouts are diminishing. The redness and the sensitivity they've had for years is going away. Or their skin doesn't feel itchy anymore. Like people come back and say that never in my life I was able to have, skin that feels so healthy and so comfortable. That happens all the time. And I have to say, with our latest launch, when I joined, our North American team, and I'm leading our North American team now, my first dream was, I know there are places in Greece that have phenomenal ingredients, and one of those places is Santorini, because of the specific climate, of the microclimate, of the soil, of the sunshine, of all the conditions around there. So I wanted to bring the Santorini grape in our line here, and I was so passionate about it that we launched in the US first, before we even launched in Greece, because I was crazy about it. So we developed it, and I brought it here immediately. And both our Santorini products now, 6 months after launch, they are among their top three everywhere in with all
Wow.
retailers. With this, like, people are going crazy about them. And for me, it's no surprise, but it's again, it's respect to those powerful ingredients. And like you say, you have to be committed to go to an extra length to extract them, to study them, to put them in a product, to do all those, additional things that you would not have to do if you were going for something that, just exists out there. So I'm happy, you know, for these products, you know, then people, you know, finding benefits and really changing their skin.
Yeah, no, I think that that's amazing. So wait, what is it about the Santorini, the grapes then, that is like, that you found to be so
Santorini
amazing?
Like, grape, honestly, is the most resilient grape on earth, and probably the most, the best example of a self-preserved species in nature. What makes this very unique is two things. Number one, we don't interfere with it at all. It lives in an extreme environment with extreme dryness, extreme heat, extreme winds that can really, you know, blow the grapes away. So what happens there is that the grapes have developed some ways of, you know, protecting themselves. So, and the farmers also help them. So if you go to Santorini and you look at the vineyards, you don't see grapes growing upwards like everywhere in the world. Yeah. They grow in a round shape like a little basket. And that little basket of the branches of the vine becomes like a little hug that protects the grapes. So the grapes grow within this basket of the branches. So they are protected from the wind, from the heat, from everything. They grow in a little, like, you know, in a little protected chamber. Like, yeah. I mean, they're exposed to nature, but that's how they grow. Number two, we don't feed them. We don't do anything. How do these get their nutrients? From the soil. Santorini is a volcanic island, and the soil is loaded with minerals and antioxidants from the volcanic ash. So those grapes, they get 100 times more nutrients than any other grape if it lives somewhere else. And last but not least, we do not water them, because common water is not good enough for them, because they are just taking water from the sea around us, the Aegean Sea. So when it is, you know, the night falls and the temperature drops, the mist from the Aegean, it evaporates and it starts going up. And at the end, it falls on the ground and it waters the grapes. But the Aegean is again loaded with minerals and antioxidants because it's seawater. So no common, you know, nutrients, no common water, no common way of structure of the vineyard and growing. It's all its own little treasure, unique species. And that's what makes it so unique and so fortified. So
that is so cool.
The minerals, the polyphenols you find on these grapes are unparalleled.
Wow, I had no idea. That's so cool.
I am in love with this, you know, this ingredient and this story. And I told you, we launched in the US before we launched in Greece, because I was crazy about it, you know.
Yeah, no, this is amazing stuff. That's really, really cool. And I feel like this is like the heart of all like ecology. I feel like if there's any ecologist ecology majors listening, like, this is amazing, right? Like, I mean, that's so cool. I find it to be so interesting. You know, you brought up such a great point about this idea of resilience in our natural species. And, you know, this is something of science that I've really felt like needs to be studied more in every area of medicine and, you know, research, because, you know, let's be honest, you know, we discovered some of the most breakthrough technologies or medications, you know, pharmaceutical and non, through some of the most resilient species. You know, like, we talk about the bacteria that grow in like 400 degrees Fahrenheit, right? Like, in on the ocean floors. And we talk about all these things, like, people don't understand, like, this is what we have to learn from, you know, this example in nature that's right in front of us. So I love that you launched in America first. I love that you brought it to us. You know, I'm thrilled to hear that. And I feel like a lot of founders can learn from this, because, you know, I just think people are, you know, if it makes sense, Leah, I think people are too, like, they get too focused, you know, in like the lab, and they forget that, you know, where's the real inspiration for the science coming from? So your story for me that's amazing. I love it. You know, the Santorini, like, grape, I didn't know anything about that.
How could you? I mean, it's so, but honestly, one of the first things I came across when I started, you know, I'm a chemical engineer, and when I started, you know, going in the lab and formulation and product development, and I had this exact breakthrough, like you're saying now, that if you observe nature, my God, how much you can learn. And again, about resilient species, for example, the simplest example out there, my own first time breakthrough, is the sunflower. The sunflower, you know, this really big, beautiful flower, if you watch it during the daytime, it always turns itself towards the sun. It faces sun like 12 hours a day. It really literally turns to face the sun. You can easily understand that this ingredient must contain some amazing molecules to help it protect itself from the sun.
Right. And indeed,
like the extract of the sunflower is an amazing ingredient for sun protection, to kind of, you know, suppress the damage of sun radiation. It has the exact ideal antioxidants to do that. But you
exactly.
just, you can, no. even if you don't study it, you know, but you don't read it anywhere, you can know just by observing nature. So like you said, there is amazing resilience in nature. And for me, what is also very important is that resilience is also a big part of who we are as humans. And sometimes you see, if we go, you know, to our own, the beauty world, you see a woman that is 40 years old and another, and they just look as if they are 20 years apart. That has to do with our own resilience, and it has to do with our own DNA. So if we can use those ingredients that will also help build our own resilience, our own immune system, our own skin immune, but also our own cell immune, that can be amazing.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is a huge point. And I love that. I love that you brought up the sunflower analogy, because it's so true. It's like, you know, if you want to find the cure and, you know, to anything, go to the nature where it's being exposed to it the most. That's absolutely true. You know, I think that there's just so much truth in everything you're saying. I mean, I absolutely love it. And also, you know, one thing that I find to be very interesting is that people, you know, they want to say, like, you know, well, genetically, like you said, you know, genetically, I'm just predisposed to this. No, one thing people, you know, going back to the microbiome, not, you know, I know, I'm sure you know this, but, like, you know, people are now realizing that the bacteria that have existed around us and the various civilizations of our planet, you know, we all have this difference in us. And a lot of that stems from the microbiota that we've grown up around. So that includes our ancestors, you know, everybody. So that gets passed down in little pieces in our DNA. So it's all incorporated, you know, over time. It's just a matter of, you know, just understanding that more. So I think that this, there's a lot of layers here, you know, that you, if you really want to dive into the science, like for anyone listening who's like a doctor or a researcher in this field, you know, you can really go down to the nitty gritty, like Lena said, and, you know, learn so much from this. So, you know, Lena, I just want to say, you know, Kors, this is exactly why Kors for me as a brand is an innovator. It's a leader in skincare. I've always seen the brand in this light, and I, you know, it's further validated after talking to you.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah.
It's been an honor, and everyone,
really.
No, it's been such an honor learning from you, and I love Kors, and everyone listening, I know you guys have already heard of the brand, but definitely go check out the new line. Wow, this Santorini grape. I'm gonna literally after our call, I'm gonna be doing like so much research on this. You don't even know. This is so cool.
It's the Assyrtiko. If you want to know the name of the variety, it is the Assyrtiko. I'll email this to you, so you know exactly what to look for.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that. Yeah, I'm very much interested in really finding out more. But you know, if anyone's also curious that's listening, you know, let me know. And I might just post a little tidbit about it if that's okay. Just like, you know. But yeah, this has been an honor, Lena. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing all the amazing stories. I loved it.
Thank you, Ekta. I loved it too. I loved your questions. I loved how, you know, you helped me really bring those stories to life and to share. And thank you so much for this opportunity. And thanks.
Oh, yeah. No, the pleasure is all mine. Everyone listening, make sure you rate and subscribe to our show. Please leave your comments, questions for Lena's team in the comment section for the concept art for this episode. I know that this is a really, really cool one, right? So I'm sure you guys are going to have lots of questions or any comments. You can email us also. And definitely go check out Kors. Yeah. All right. I will be back next time, you guys.